Okay. We're going to learn a different perspective on the 9 days in this year, and we're going to try and gain a little bit more self-awareness of our relationship with these 9 days. Most of us don't like dealing with sadness in general. It's the same reason we don't let ourselves get too emotional. And many of us are afraid to cry, afraid to feel strong emotions. It's possible one of the reasons we live this way is because if we let ourselves be affected by all the terrible news, we'd never stop crying. Right, with story after story of heartbreak from within the Jewish community and from within the world. It would be so difficult to cope as a functioning human being. It's a defense mechanism, and sometimes maybe a necessary one. And it's interesting to note that our generation is called the Ikvot D'Mashicha. Right? We're referred to as the generation of the heels of Mashiach. Right? If we took all of mankind, and we said all of mankind relates to a certain part on the body of Adam HaRishon. So the beginning of creation was the head of Adam HaRishon. As you work your way down through history, you get further down to his body. Until you get to the heels. And the heels, right, that's where we're holding by now, that's what I'm saying. The heel, as we know, is the most numb part of the body. It's interesting because I've given this thought before, but I grew up a few blocks away from the beach. Right, so we'd go to the beach a lot when I was a child. And when you get to the beach, sometimes the sand is so hot, you can't even walk on it. So what do you do if you're not wearing flip-flops or shoes? So most people would think, what do? You go on your toes, so the rest of your feet won't get too hot. But what we did instinctively was, what we actually did was, we went back on our heels. Right, because the heels, the skin on the bottom of the heel, there's more dead skin there. It's not as sensitive. So too our generation. Our generation, the Ikvot D'Mashiach, the heels of Mashiach, the generation that Bezat Hashem Mashiach is going to come in. So it's very difficult for us not to be numb. It's very difficult for us to feel any emotions, whether that's pain or whether that's happiness. It's something that's not necessarily natural for us. It's something we have to reveal within ourselves. So I think that maybe that's one of the reasons the 9 days is so lost for many of us. And by lost, I mean the holiness of these days are so overshadowed. They're overshadowed because we feel like we're supposed to feel guilty. We feel like we're supposed to feel depressed. And frankly, the truth is no one wants to feel that way. And if we think that that's how we're supposed to feel, we're completely missing the point. The point is not to feel guilty or depressed. We're instructed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our heart. That means to experience Simcha and Arvos Hashem, as well as pain and heartbreak. But the difference is, and this is a big difference, that what we're supposed to experience is Shviras Halev and not Atzvas. As Rabbi Nachman writes in Sichos Haran, Os Mem Aleph. Rabbi Nachman explains there the difference between Shviras Halev and Atzvas. Shviras Halev being a broken heart, and Atzvas being sadness. And he explains that they even come from different parts of the body. But that Shviras Halev is a positive thing, that a broken heart can be a very positive thing in one's avodas Hashem, but sadness and depression is not. But sadness and depression, and obviously depression we're talking about here is not clinical depression, sadness and depression do not have a place in one's avodas Hashem. Period. The difference being that sadness and depression are a result of not feeling. They're a result of us being numb to our emotions. A broken heart is an emotion. From the fact that it's an emotion means that it's a positive thing. There aren't emotions that are bad, right? So a broken heart is a very positive thing because it means that we're feeling. We're feeling enough to be able to be broken. Sadness and this dullness that comes with it, right? This is not an emotion. The reason that a person's sad in this state, the reason that a person's depressed in this state is because they cannot feel emotions. They can't tap into their emotions. They are numb to the reality. And they're even numb sometimes to brokenheartedness. They're numb to pain. And that could bring on also some level of sadness. As the Gemara Maseches Tanis, Lamed Amud Bet, teaches, Kol Hamit Avel Yerushalayim Zocheh V'Roeh B'Simchosa. Right, the Gemara teaches that those who mourn Yerushalayim, so those people, those very people who mourn Yerushalayim, are going to be the ones who merit to see it rejoicing. So what does that mean? I love to explain this teaching with an idea from Brené Brown. For those of you who aren't familiar with Brené Brown, so she has one of the most famous TED Talks, and she's an author of numerous books on vulnerability and shame and different emotions. So she writes that you can't selectively numb emotions, meaning you could either be a person who at times feels pain and at times feels joy, or you could be a person who feels a lot weaker version of those two things. They don't feel joy as much and they don't feel pain as much. But you can't be somebody who just feels joy and doesn't feel pain. It doesn't work that way. You can't selectively numb which emotions you want to feel and which emotions you don't want to feel. And I think that's a very interesting way of looking at the Gemara. Kol ha-mit'avel Yerushalayim zocheh v'ro'eh b'simchaso. Dafka a person who's involved of the pain of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, that same person is going to be the one to celebrate when Yerushalayim is rebuilt. Right, a person who feels the lacking of Hashem's chen from the holy city, that person will understand the unbelievable celebration of when its beauty and the true grandeur of Yerushalayim is restored. But those of us who don't feel anything for Yerushalayim, those who can care less whether the city of God is rebuilt, so they won't understand b'chalal, the simcha in its rebuilding. And it's not enough to say that we care. And it's not enough to give off the impression that we care. Right, because what happens when no one else is looking? When I'm sitting and thinking about it by myself, does it really make a difference to me that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's house in this world has been destroyed? And if we come to the conclusion that it doesn't matter, so great, we have a starting point. Right? At least we're being intellectually honest with ourselves and we know what we have to work on. But if we're not being intellectually honest with ourselves and we're saying we care, but at the same time we can't go 9 days without eating meat, so then we have to do a little bit of a reality check and ask ourselves, how much does it really bother us? Right? Maybe we could suggest that instead of looking to throw off the restrictions of the 9 days, because in truth we can get around all of them. Right, I can't have meat, so let's have a scene. I can't listen to music, so listen to a cappella. And I'm not saying these are not halachically valid things within themselves. I'm not saying there's, you know, making a siyum is shot in the Ramah, that this is okay. And I'm not saying those who listen to a cappella that they're doing the wrong thing. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, what's our overall mindset of the 9 days? All right, are we looking to tap into these 9 days and feel the pain of them? Or are we looking as much as possible to remove these restrictions in order so I don't have to feel the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people are going through at this time? And the truth is, it's hard. It's really hard to be present with the mindset that we're supposed to be having during these 9 days. It is hard. It's really difficult for us nowadays. It's hard not to get around whatever restrictions we can. It's hard not to space out Tisha B'Av morning when we're sitting in kinos. It might be very difficult. But investing effort to feel the pain and the heartbreak at certain times of the year enables us to feel the great joy at other times during the year. As the Gemara in Tanis says, Kishem sheminichnas av imatim b'simcha, just like an av, when we enter into av, we lessen our simcha. Kach, mishenichnas adar mar b'simcha. So too, when we enter into adar, so we should enhance our level of joy. But we have to see that there's a connection there. Right? The connection is that only those people who lessen their simcha in the month of Ahav, who really feel the pain of the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the month of Ahav, or at least who try to, so those will be the same people that will feel the simcha, the true simcha of Adar. If we don't feel a lacking on Tisha B'Av, so then we don't feel Shleimus on Purim. Right, so we have to try our best at our level to understand a little bit more about these days leading up to Tisha B'Av, to try and connect more to these times, not to focus ourselves on how we can disconnect. And again, don't get lost in the example of, you know, making a siyum or a cappella. The general question we have to ask ourselves is, what direction are we heading in? Are we heading in a direction where we're trying to understand what's going on more during these days? Or are we heading in a direction where we're trying to remove ourselves from this reality, from this painful reality of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So for ourselves, maybe instead of pushing off any of these restrictions, we could try and take something upon ourselves. And I don't mean a chumrah, but maybe we could take upon ourselves 3 minutes a day to think and try and understand why we care that there's no Beis HaMikdash. that we try and just think for ourselves, why does this make a difference in my life? The whole inyan of Tisha B'Av is a result of Am Yisrael crying over something that they shouldn't have cried over. So Tisha B'Av is all about relearning how to cry. Relearning how to cry and relearning why to cry. Over what is important enough to cry. The real yesod here is to just be emes with oneself. To be honest with where we're holding and striving for just a little bit more. Kol rodfei hisiguha bina matar. The svarim, the deeper svarim, explain this to mean that anybody who chases after HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time of Bein HaMitzarim, they will without a doubt reach Him. So, chavra, everyone on our own level, to take 3 minutes and ask ourselves, what is my mindset during these 9 days? What am I supposed to be taking out of these 9 days? What can I do that will help me relate and help me feel true feelings that will give me a deeper understanding of what we're missing in this world? Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing, amazing day.